The self-destruction of the comet Ison captured the public imagination last week as it passed between our planet and the sun. The mystery of outer space has enthralled humanity for centuries. Now, Michigan State University is taking a giant leap into inner space. A team of researchers is developing a new type of microscope that can watch atoms and molecules discharging energy at nearly incomprehensible speeds. It's one more step into the world of nanotechnology. Scientists are peering into the atomic structures of known materials to find new properties and new applications for everyday life. Current State's Kevin Lavery visited an MSU laboratory recently on a quest to find an elusive measurement of time, the femtosecond.
Kevin, as you can see that this is a pretty busy laboratory, and also a noisy one as well.
When Dr. Chong Yu Rong beeps me into MSU's ultra-fast electron microscope laboratory, I half expect to see a lot of petri dishes. Instead, I'm staring at a towering mass of metal. It's a microscope, but not the kind I remember from 10th grade biology. Dr. Rong tells me this electron microscope operates at the nanoscale level. Nanotechnology is one of the key buzzwords of this century. It's the ability to manipulate matter at the subatomic level. It's not easy to do, nor is it easy building a machine that can do it.
We understand very well atoms and molecules. They are simple. We understand very well material on a larger scale, but the nanometer scale is something in between, which is still pretty mysterious for us. And so we envision that a machine which allows us to understand the fundamental process that happen on this length scale is an important one, which might lead to important discovery, but we don't have the technology right now to properly study such processes.
By studying matter at the nanoscale, scientists can see how it transforms itself chemically. That's leading to the invention of new kinds of materials that have properties entirely separate from larger materials. Take coal, for example. The carbon it contains can be fashioned into microscopic sheets to produce a material called graphene. It's incredibly strong, incredibly thin, and an incredible electrical conductor. Plus, it's a Nobel Prize-winning discovery. What physicist wouldn't want that in their stocking this Christmas? Scientists have been peering through electron microscopes for 80 years, but they've only been able to see static images. The device Dr. Rong's team has built uses a laser to animate the images and create a so-called molecular movie. Blink, and you will most certainly miss the show. We humans operate in minutes and hours, but molecules, Dr. Rong explains, operate in femtoseconds.
It takes basically one femtosecond to liberate a charge, and this charge then triggers a sequence of chemical reactions that happen in hundreds of femtosecond time scale, eventually lead to the production of sugar, for example.
A femtosecond is a quadrillionth of a second, a millionth of a billionth of 1 second. Or put another way, a femtosecond is roughly the amount of time my daughter's bedrooms stay clean on Saturday mornings. The combination of ultra-high resolution and ultra-fast time tracking adds up to a technology that will enable scientists to see precisely when, where, and how subatomic particles change their properties. Dr. Rong gives the example of a solar battery cell. He says researchers struggle to make more efficient solar cells, but they're limited by their ability to hold a charge. Enter the MSU microscope.
Now you can imagine with a femtosecond laser, we can drive this process and watch the charge to migrate from one part of the cell to another and see how long it takes for a charge to recover. And therefore provide an in-depth understanding about the holding power and the efficiency of a solar cell.
Is there an image that illustrates this?
Yeah, actually there is one image here I can show you.
At the base of this laser-guided microscope is a very ordinary-looking computer screen. There's a magnified image of a super-thin sheet of aluminum about 40 nanometers wide. What's a nanometer? Take your yardstick and break it into a billion pieces. The screen shows a blue field with some concentric circles. In the middle is a pale yellow corona with a deep red crescent shape inside. The electrons inside this aluminum scatter at specific angles, and the color represents their distribution. It's called crystallography, and from this unique pattern, Dr. Rong and his team can study the aluminum's energy structure. It takes some imagination to understand what aluminum looks like at extremely high magnification, but we've all seen sheets of aluminum foil. In fact, this microscope is partially covered in foil. Aluminum makes a great shield against errant electromagnetic energy. Sometimes it takes a little low-tech to further the pursuit of the high-tech.
Right. So, in fact, it's all relative, right? I mean, I think the low-tech today might be high-tech for yesterday, but the high-tech today might be low-tech for the future. So we're all trying to do our best here.
Michigan State University has filed a patent on its microscopic device in hopes that it may become a cost-effective option for researchers looking for high resolution without the high price. Dr. Rong is excited at the potential of transforming existing microscopes into virtual video cameras that can record the subatomic world in real time.
Of course, when the device is ultimately built, then it will become a standard tool. And those research outcomes will ultimately be transferred to a commercial product which will be useful for everyday life. So we are on the far end of the development, but I certainly hope that the outcome of our research would help the society as a whole.
Dr. Chong Yu Rong is an associate professor in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at Michigan State University. Dr. Rong, thank you for explaining this fascinating device.
Kevin, thanks for coming over.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.